Springbok Radio proudly presents Tales from the Seven Seas. Stories specially written for this series by Annette McKenzie and Jack Mullen, and introduced by Hamish McLeod.
Los Angeles on America's Pacific coast, there's a place called Oceanside, on the coast of the Catalina Gulf. It's quite close to the Mexican border, and it's this geographical fact which enabled Art Shepley and his partner, Dave Orton, to make a very good, if illegal, living. Maybe I'd better explain what I mean. You see, Art Shepley owned a boat, a powerful motor launch, and when he got tired of hiring it out to fishermen in search of game fish, he looked around for some other means of using the boat to make money, which was when he met Dave Orton. Now, Dave had contacts, and he knew that there was money to be made in ferrying illegal immigrants from Mexican to American soil. So the two men formed a partnership, and they did well. And then Edmund Carella came into their lives. I've called my story Uncle Pete.
Not here right now. This is Dave Orton. Anything I can do for you?
You his partner?
Right. Who's his calling?
Name's Carella.
I didn't get that. Would you say the name?
Carella.
Uh-huh. So, what can I do for you, Mr. Carella?
You guys are in the freight business, right?
Freight business? No, you got the wrong address, friend.
I'm talking about shipping.
So?
So you guys ship freight.
Come on,
quit the snow jobbing. I know this course, south of the border, down the Mexico way, right?
I got no idea what you're talking about.
Listen, I'm a prospective customer. Got a proposition to put.
You mean you want to hire the Albatross for a fishing trip?
I mean, I'm looking for a ferry. A ferry.
How do you spell that?
Well, don't get too smart, huh? Wise guy. Huh? Huh?
Mr. Carella.
Yeah?
Get lost. Maybe he was, for real. But who can afford to take chances? That you, Art?
Well, you think it was. Hey, you really looked into that.
To what?
Oh, that answers my question. Oh, why waste batteries? Want a beer?
Yeah. Ever hear of a guy called Carella?
Steve Carella?
Oh, I don't know. Didn't give his first name. You know someone called Steve Carella?
Yeah, works for the 87th Precinct.
A cop? Whew. Am I glad I played it cool. A cop yet?
Here's a beer.
Just called. Try to talk business.
Steve Carella.
That's right.
Oh, you're out of your mind, Dave.
I tell you, I just talked to him. I just talked to the guy.
Dave, Steve Carella doesn't exist, okay?
What do you mean he doesn't exist?
He was on the phone. He just called.
Steve Carella's a fictional character. Books by a guy called Ed McBain.
You kidding?
Yeah, there's no such precinct as the 87th. Say, how many beers have you had?
This is my first. Look, I'm telling you, I had this guy on the phone. Said he had a proposition. Seemed to know we were in the ferrying business, but I played it cool. And I'm not making it up. Guy's name was Carella. I even asked him to repeat it.
Okay, I believe you. What we got here is a small case of coincidence, that's all. So there is a real Steve Carella.
Well, didn't give his first name.
What? So I never said it? Okay, let's forget it.
What was the proposition? Don't know.
You don't know?
Didn't let him get that far. I told him to get lost.
I hope you didn't offend somebody important, Dave.
All right, that's enough. I think he got the message.
Uh-huh. You're the boss, Mr. Carella.
That's right, knucklehead. I'm the boss. So, Next time, Dave, don't be so stupid, right? No one, but no one tells Ed Corella to get lost. Not if they don't want their heads broken. Trouble with you small-time hoods, you forget your place. You step out of line, you got no respect for your betters. Gotta teach you to have respect.
Do I hit him again, Mr. Corella?
Here. Have a cigar, Dave. I said have a cigar.
No, I don't.
That's better. Makes you look like you're in class. Would you wait? Please. That sounds like your partner, Dave. So let's not give him too much of a surprise. I want to scare him off.
Hold it. Right where you are, Shepard.
What? Hi. Name's Corella. Got a proposition to put
through. Now, look, I
don't tell me you're going to be as bad-mannered as your partner, huh? Yeah, that's him over there, missing his gut.
What the heck are
like
you...
Like I said, I got a proposition to put through. Chance to make some real money. All I'm asking is that you listen. Okay.
The proposition was simple enough. Corella was a big-time gangster, and his contacts had led him to Art Shepley and Dave Orton. He knew they were involved in the illegal transportation of Mexican immigrants into the country. He knew that they regularly sailed from Oceanside, under cover of darkness, to pick up a boatload of Mexicans at Chelada Bay, on the Mexican side of the border. He knew that they had evolved a system by which they managed to evade Mexican and American coastal patrols. All that he wanted them to do was deliver someone from Oceanside to Chelada Bay. A reversal of their normal procedure.
$10,000? You'll pay us $10,000 to carry one passenger to Chelada Bay.
That's what I said.
$5,000 right now. And $5,000 when the delivery's made.
Something stinks, Corella.
You don't like my cigar? Fidel Castro would be hurt. Best Havana.
$10,000 for one guy.
Look, you don't want to do the job, fine.
You didn't say that. You didn't say you didn't want to do it, did you?
Well, I want to know, what's the catch?
There is no catch. You're taking a big risk, so the money should be big. Fair is fair. There's no catch.
$10,000. You got any idea how many wetbacks we'd have to ferry to make half that?
Spare me the calculations, huh? Look, trouble with you guys. You think small. $10,000 is peanuts. My client spends that much on toothpicks. We got a deal.
Art? I'm crazy about peanuts. You got a deal, Corella.
Who's that? This is Charlie O'Keefe. But, come on, tell me something that's new, all right? I've had that for a couple of hours now. You gotta be joking, Sonny boy. I pay for news. Yeah, well, maybe it is to you. But like I say, I've had it for more than 2 hours already. You call me when you got something I don't know. Like, for instance, where is he? Yeah, sure. Yeah, you too. I get one more call telling me that Pete Mazzina's disappeared.
Hey, Charlie, how about that?
Greenberg, if you're talking about Pete Mazzina's vanishing act, get ready for a typewriter on your head.
Pete who?
Mazzina. Oh, forget it. Well, what's eating you?
Oh, Mazzina. Yeah, you mean the big-time operator on the south side? Disappeared, has he?
Greenberg, what do you want?
You think he's been bumped off, Charlie?
Who knows? Who cares? Now, look, Greenberg, I'm busy. You got something to say? Say it otherwise. Beat it.
How about what? These figures, right here.
What figures?
Well, you know I've been doing a long-haul story about the wet back problem.
Don't tell me you're still flocking that to death.
It's a major problem, Charlie. Major story when I've got it sewn up. And I'm getting near a breakthrough.
Terrific. These figures?
Yeah. How about that?
Tell me.
Population growth over the last 12 months in 7 coastal towns, all south of L.A.
So?
So, look at Oceanside, 5th on the list.
I'm looking.
Population, October 77, 7,500. Population, October 78, 10,000.
So, maybe they don't watch television.
Oh, come on, Charlie. That's one heck of an increase in 12 months. Know what I think?
Surprise me.
For my money, Oceanside is a major arrival point for illegal Mexicans. I'm going to go down there and find out for sure.
So why tell me?
You're supposed to be my boss.
Listen, Greenberg, you work for the newspaper, not me. If you did, I'd have fired you years ago. Now beat it, will you? To Oceanside, to China, wherever.
I tracked down an old buddy of mine, a guy named Sheffley. Owns a boat.
Do that. Greenberg.
Yeah?
If you bumped into Pete Mazzina, let me be the first to know, huh?
Steady as she goes, Art.
We'll be through the reef any minute now. I wish those Maxes would shut up. The eight lobsters were left chalada. Get them on nerves.
Okay. Get me out your window. Silencio. Silencio.
Oh, thanks, Dave. There's Comorin Point. We're clear of the reef. You can open her up, Art, and take us home.
Well, here's to another successful Mex delivery. Come, please.
I'll drink to that.
Hello? Hello?
Shipley?
It's the man from the 87th precinct, right? Oh, never mind. Look, if you're going to tell me the deal's off, there's no way you're getting the $5,000 back.
It's on. It's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night? Hey, now, just a minute. We gotta be sure the tide's right, moonlight, weather.
Those are your problems, not mine. Expect delivery of your passenger at 8:30.
You bringing him yourself?
That's my problem. Just expect him at 8:30. And be ready to go. And Sheffley.
Yeah?
He's, a sick man. Make him comfortable. And don't talk to him, right?
Okay. What about the other $5,000?
A friend will contact me from the other end. Not if we don't trust you. Just that we'd like independent confirmation that the passenger reaches his destination. Once I've got the word, you get the bread.
Nice way to say goodbye.
That was Carella. We get our passenger
tomorrow night.
I heard.
Didn't hear what time, though.
8:30. I don't know. Something
stinks. Yeah, you said it before. Me? I kind of like the smell of $5,000 each.
Oh. Anybody home?
The heck can that be?
Anybody home?
Yeah. Hold on. Don't break the door, guy. It keeps the flies out.
Yeah. Art? Jim Greenberg.
Who?
Greenberg. Jim Greenberg. Remember me?
No.
Oh, come on, old buddy. We dropped out of college together, remember? A long time ago, right? But I managed to track you down, okay? Aren't you going to ask me in?
Well,
thanks. Hey, nice little seaside pad you got here. Real neat.
Oh, my name's Greenberg. Jim Greenberg. Art and me are buddies from way back.
Hi.
Hey, I remember you now. You used to run the college paper.
Now I just work for one. Star reporter on the L.A. Herald. That's me.
Oh, yeah?
That's right.
So, what brings you so far south, Jim? Isn't Oceanside a bit off your beat?
The way I see it, Oceanside is where it's at.
You gotta be kidding.
Oh, no, I kid you not. Hey, do you mind if I sit down?
Sure.
Could use a beer.
Okay. You got a beer coming.
What do you mean Oceanside is where it's at?
This wetback business. What did I say?
Oh, it slipped. The glass slipped.
What wet back business, Jim?
I've been working on it for months now, months. And I reckon I've just about cracked it. All I need, Art, is your help to clinch it. Your help and your boat.
My boat?
Right. You see, everything points to a movement of Mexicans by boat between here and... Well, I'm not 100% sure, but I reckon, well, somewhere like Chalada Bay.
Chalada Bay? Why do you say that?
Say what? Chalada Bay?
Well, no. What Dave means, we've never even heard of Chilada Bay. Right, Dave?
Yeah, that's right. You're sure there's such a place?
Oh, I'm sure. Now, what I want to do is, well, it's not strictly illegal.
Oh, forget it, Jim. We're not going to break the law, and that's final.
Oh, no. It's not really breaking it. It's kind of bending it. You see, to prove my theory, I've got to get to Chilada Bay and back without Coast Guards on either side of the border knowing about it.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. If it's possible, then I'm halfway to proving my whole point.
And if it's not?
I'll risk it.
Oh, you'll risk it, will you? Well, we won't.
My paper can make it worth your while, fellas.
How worthwhile?
A grand?
A grand each?
You got it.
To take you to Chilada Bay, wherever that is, and back?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night? No. We can't do it tomorrow night. That's out of the question.
It's got to be tomorrow night. I can't hang around this one-horse town. I got to get back.
Look, I'm telling you, tomorrow night is out, absolutely.
Why?
Why? You're asking me why?
Yeah.
You tell him, Dave.
Me?
Yeah, you tell him why.
You mean you really tell him?
No, of course not. I just need to tell him, something.
We just can't do it tomorrow. Busy.
Unless... Well, you see, I've got this uncle. He's very sick.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody must talk to him.
That's sick, all right. And so?
Well, maybe if we could take my uncle with us on the boat. You know?
You think it would be good for him?
I mean, he's a very sick man.
Oh, yeah. But it'd be fine. I mean, as long as you don't talk to him.
I mean, at all.
So help me, I'll ignore him.
Okay. We got the boat tied up at the jetty. You meet us there at 8:45 tomorrow night. No earlier, no later. And, Greenberg.
Uh-huh.
Not a word. Not a single word to anyone.
According to my charts, Chilada Bay is about 2 miles further on.
Yeah. Well, Wheeler, take your word for it. I mean, whatever you say. I just hope, Jim, that you know whether there are any reefs or sandbanks this close to shore.
You know, something tells me there might be one very close on the port side, huh?
Hmm?
For Pete's sake, hard of
course.
Yes. Right. Hey, your uncle's fallen down.
Huh?
Here
you go, Art.
Right.
What is the chart?
Hey, Art.
Yeah?
Did you know your uncle was Pete Mazzina?
What?
Pete Mazzina. Mafia. Runs the whole south side of Los Angeles.
What?
You didn't know? Art.
Yeah?
I got bad news for you about your relative. He's very dead. I gotta get back and make a phone call.
I, Art Shepley, and Dave Orton suddenly found themselves party to a far more sinister crime than ferrying illegal immigrants. For Corella and Mazzina were rival mafia chiefs, and Corella had decided to kill his rival. And to make certain that the body was never found, he hired Shepley and Orton to deliver a corpse to Mexican territory. But it didn't quite work out, thanks to the unwitting intervention of Jim Greenberg, the eager newspaper reporter. Of course, the Mazzina discovery was a far bigger scoop than a story about illegal immigrants. And that went right out of Greenberg's mind. But Shepley and Orton had their warning, and they moved inland, away from the temptation of the sea.
You've been listening to Tales from the Seven Seas, written by Annette McKenzie and Jack Mullen. Listen next week at the same time to another enthralling story of the sea. Produced by Andre Bortner.